A dragon has come to our village today. We've asked him to leave, but he won't go away. Now he's met with our king and they've worked out a deal. No homes will he burn and no crops will he steal.
Well, good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you happen to be out there on the globe this fine, fine, wonderful day. Welcome back to another fun-filled episode of WordPress Plugins from A to Z with me, your host, John Overall. We are on episode number 45, and this thing just keeps moving along week by week, getting better and better. Eventually, it's going to get better. Anyway, at least I hope so. So, this week, you find me alone again. Laura caught the flu from her grandchildren. So she's down and out and not getting much work done either. So here I am again at the beginning of my next set of days in my office. So my podcast will come out, you know, once a week or so, give or take. It depends on my rotations. So we're going to get them out here and keep them rolling out so that you all can enjoy it. And I do plan on bringing in interesting information whenever I possibly can. I've got a few plugins for this week, talking about some plugins for managing your widgets. This is something that I've needed this past week for working on a site. And as usual, I haven't had time to research the fun stuff, and I have to keep researching stuff that I need for client sites. So while I'm doing that, I may as well make you all aware of what I find to actual functionality on a website and make it useful. This may be, maybe save you some time tripping over things and downloading unnecessary plugins. It's always a good thing to have. So anyway, what have we got this week? First up, what have I got a rant about? Well, I really didn't have much of a rant about until I went to lunch, and then I remembered, and I was sitting there looking, reading the news. And of course, as you all know, I'm not an Apple fanboy, and this podcast is being done on the day of Apple's great iPhone announcement, which by now you know wasn't so great. And of course, I'm sitting there at lunch reading on my wonderful Apple iPad. So, of course, even though I'm not a fanboy, I still like their products. You can't deny the quality of their products. But anyway, this one here, I was going to go check out some lunch, see what's new in the tech news, and it's like my entire Flipboard feed, I think most of my Flipboard feed, was all about Apple's lack of announcement for an iPhone 5. It's like, oh no, they lost it. They screwed up. Tim Cook is not Steve Jobs. Well, duh. Nobody is Steve Jobs, and nobody will be able to do what Steve Jobs does. I don't think there's that many assholes in the world. And he probably did a great job. I understand they didn't kill the iPod, which was anticipated. I understand that the iPhone 5 was not released, and it was called the iPhone 4S, whatever the S is for. I saw a couple of explanations, but I don't recall what they were. Just wasn't all that interested. I mean, after all, I have a iPhone 4GS, which, you know, a couple of years old now, and damn thing still works quite nicely, so why would I trade up? I don't even think the 5, when it finally gets introduced, will make that much of an impact unless there's some dramatic increases in technology. Although there were a couple of really sweet little technical pieces I was reading in there that are both impressive and scary at the same time. I mean, after all, this world we live in of technology that is advancing at such rapid pace, while taking away so much of our privacy and yet not taking it away, it's really kind of a catch-22. I mean, everyone, a lot of people dream of that perfect society like is portrayed in Star Trek, where everyone is watched all the time, everything is tracked, everything knows where everything's happening, but yet the information is never abused. And we all know how much things are not abused, right? Yes. So that's the problem. And the technologies that are being released with it, one of them is a facial recognition technology for the phone. And it's kind of an impressive one, if I read correctly, to where it'll not only recognize the faces in photos, it'll automatically crop the face for the photo, although I've seen that technology at work in my in my, what the heck's my photo program that I use? You know, everybody's got it. Picasa, that's it, Picasa 3. I've seen similar technology there, but the other one is an eye tracking technology. And it can be used also with the new payment systems in telephones, in the smartphones, that, you know, before someone makes the payment, before the phone approves the payment, it takes a quick snapshot with the front camera of the person using the phone to see if it's actually the owner of the card. Kind of nice, kind of scary. All of this, though, it all rolls together to just make for our society quite how do you say it? Big brotherish in more ways than one. And of course, Apple leading the charge is such a contradiction to how they launched themselves in 1984 with that iconic commercial smashing out the Big Brother screen with the hammer. And if you don't know what I'm talking about, you need to catch up with your history. Go look it up on YouTube, 1984 Apple. You'll get the commercial. It's really quite interesting to look at. And if you've never read the book 1984, I highly recommend it. That man who wrote it in the late 40s, early 50s, he was so far ahead of his thinking. If he was still alive, he would be Orwell, thank you. That's it. Orwell, he would be so astounded and yet appalled at the way our society has actually gone Big Brotherish. Now, the other little piece of technology that I thought was rather impressive and actually could be kind of cool is the voice technology that is being released. It's called Siri, I believe, S-I-R-I, and it's supposed to be able to recognize voice in a normal manner, even if you're drunk talking to it in such a way. And this kind of technology, as is said, is going to help pave the way for the future of computers, which, of course, the future of computers is what has been portrayed in Star Trek. Because now that we've seen the pad, the tablet, come to life, which was portrayed in Star Trek, you know, 20 years ago, the talking computer where you sit down and you start talking to your computer, that's not too far away. And it'll be interesting to see how the world changes when that occurs. That's pretty much all I have for a rant, except for while I was ranting there, I did have a sudden thought, and that was drunken. When I said drunken slur, I suddenly remembered the drunken phone call I got at 4 o'clock in the morning from some anal wipe. I think it was located over in Vancouver, judging by the phone number. And of course, you know, 4 o'clock in the morning, I generally don't answer my phone, so I ignore it. It goes away. Calls back a minute and a half later. It's like, oh, fuck, someone's persistent. Must be important. Oh, maybe they'll leave a message the second time. No, the bastards called a third time. When I got up and looked at it, I was like, oh, it's nobody I know. Okay, answered it. And it's some drunken asswipe going, hey, yeah, Jody there? No, asshole, you got the wrong number. Click. Didn't call back that night, fortunately. But obviously, the guy was really too fucking drunk to understand what he did the night before, because the next day, around 11 or 12 o'clock, I got a phone call from the same asswipe asking for the same person. Only this time he was sober. Fortunately, I was awake and I was much more polite to him this time. But even still, it's like, you know, you really are a moron if you're going to dial the same number three times or four times, and especially after you've already been told once it was the wrong number. And the worst part about it is I've had my phone number for 14 years. It's like nobody else could have possibly had this number in recent memory anyway. So that's all I've got for ranting. Not a hell of a lot. Maybe this next week I'll have something more to be pissed off about and ramble on about. But that's just a small tidbit. What's happening? The Apple world, it's all out there. You all know by now, by the time you hear this podcast, it'll be old news. Enjoy. If you're a super fanboy, you're already lined up or getting ready to, I think it's on the 7th of October, you can go pre-order. So if you're a super fanboy, you're already pre-ordering. If you're not, well, you'll wait until it's time to replace your phone anyway. So on else, we have one shout-out this week. I have a shout-out going out to Rue at beforesight.com. And thanks for the great comment there, Rue. Yeah, my mom was probably a pretty good player, and she was probably quite the hot little redhead in her day. So, at any rate, thanks a lot for the comment. It's kind of interesting to see your own little comment there of your grandmother saying hi to the stones or opening or them opening the door for them. I thought that was actually kind of interesting. Everybody's got a little story here and there that are actually kind of cool to do. So what else do we got? As I said last week, I'm starting a new segment here for interesting sites that I find running on WordPress. This last week, I really didn't find any that turned my head that I thought were worthy of being singled out, so I'm going to leave it blank this week. What have we got for news? Well, last week I pulled up a fair chunk of news, different things. Some of it's news, some of it's not so news, but it's okay. WordPress 3.3 is getting closer. And they are doing some strange, interesting stuff with JavaScript. You might want to follow the link, read the article, head on over to the .org site and take a look at what's happening. There's some new and interesting changes come. I'll probably end up doing a show closer to it as with all the changes in WordPress 3.3 because we're getting up near that time again. And now we got also another thing. If you all are on social media, as most people are nowadays, if you market through social media, you've probably heard about what Clout is. And Clout has quietly added WordPress.com to the Clout scores. So not only are they going with Twitter, Facebook, and whatever else they measure it on, they've added WordPress.com. So if you don't have a WordPress.com site, well, I guess you don't get an additional Clout score. So that's kind of screwy on their part because all the really true professionals aren't on WordPress.com. They're hosting their own website so they can do it right and under their own control. So it could be interesting. And then I also read somewhere, I think in this article here, that there's a new one out there. You know, that says you got Clout, you got Cred, that's it. It's a new one called Cred.com or something. And what it's not only it's going to measure is your credibility score. You know, you can have high Clout scores. I mean, I've seen some high Clout scores with people that are like, what the fuck do you... Will you have a high Clout score? And they just don't have an answer. So anyway, check that one out. Another one, ThemeGarden. If you know what ThemeGarden is, if you don't, you can check it out. It's a great place to get some additional themes. They're all for sale there. But it looks like they're scaling back their selections or stuff they're going to offer, and they're going to refocus as an alternative marketplace. This is probably due in light to some of the major players out there, such as Genesys, opening their own marketplace and bringing all the people who create Genesys child themes under one roof instead of having them scattered all about. So that one there. Another one out there is the WooCommerce has, or WooThemes has released WooCommerce. And what they've done, as I understand, is they did a fork on an e-commerce one and then brought it back together. I was listening to another podcast last week. I can't remember which one it was. I think it was WP Candy's podcast, and they were talking about it. So might want to check it out. The information will be more detailed over on WP Candy. And a couple more. 5 questions to ask when deciding whether to use Drupal or WordPress. I mean, I can't understand why you would even be deciding. I mean, it's WordPress, of course. But there might be the occasional rare reason that someone might have to go to Drupal. I couldn't do it for them. I'd have to send them off to someone I know who is part of the dark side of life. But, you know, Drupal has its places. I mean, just like Apple has its places, you know. Apple, Drupal, yeah, they're about the same. So send people off over to Drupal, but there's some good questions here in this article. It asks some specific questions as to why you would choose one platform over the other. And it does help you decide whether or not you need one or the other. So it's a really great article. So I thought I'd throw it in there. And then another one here, something I stumbled across today. It's a place where you can go get 5 free Genesys child themes from different child theme creators. I've downloaded them. I'm checking out a couple of them. They look like they're going to be pretty cool, so I'll be giving them a shot. So that's our world of WordPress news this week. A little bit more than last week, slightly better. Slightly worse than other weeks, but, you know, sometimes it's good. It's good. Good. No, I can't do that. So, anyway, onward forward to the list of plugins. As I said earlier, what happened was I have a website that I'm working on for a client, and they needed some videos in their sidebar, but they wanted one specific video to be on the front page, but not be in the sidebar at the same time. And what we needed to do was we needed to make it larger on the front page. That, you know, that's just a standard easy piece. But we also wanted that when they hit the front page, that didn't show in the sidebar, so they weren't looking at two of the same video in the sidebar. So I needed some way, of course, to turn off widgets on individual pages or posts or sections of the site so that this would work correctly. And I remember sometime back reading about or hearing about several different plugins to manage your widgets, to turn them on and off on a per page, per post, per section of your site basis. And I just actually hadn't had a reason to use it, and it always been in the back of my mind. Well, now that I've had a reason to use it, I needed to sort it out and figure it out. So, of course, what do? I do as I always do when I need this. I head into the WordPress.org repository, where there's now almost 17,000 plugins and growing. That thing keeps getting bigger each and every week. And I start searching. And of course, I realized when I started searching that I forgot how bad the search function is back there. I mean, I really will be happy when they finally fix it so that you can type in a few keywords and actually get what you're looking for. So I had to do several searches in several different keyword combinations of, you know, widget managing, widget stopping, widget pages. You know, I can't even remember now the combinations I had to use to finally find three different widget management plugins that would turn on and off the widgets on a per page, per post basis. And I found three of them. I'm going to discuss the three of them here. And the first one I found through this search is called Widget Wrangler. This one here looked to be a very good plugin. And it's probably very robust. I never actually installed and turned this one on after looking at the screenshots and looking at the install and everything else, and I realized, see, the thing is when I'm done with the website, I'm not going to keep working on it. I turn it over to my clients to manage their content. So any plugins I put in there have to be invisible to my clients, because the majority of my clients are not capable of managing the plugins or are capable of understanding what they do or capable of having to remember when they put a post up, they got to click this button, click this, and click that, and click this. They don't want that. They don't need that. The idea for my clients is that I turn it over to them, they update their content, they put their text in there, they put their photos in there, they put their photos where they want them to be, they add them to a photo gallery, they click publish. All the rest of it takes care of itself. And that's the idea of the perfect WordPress website for your average user client. And that's what I try to do for my clients every time. You know, I take into consideration their level of technical experience when turning the website over to them. So anyway, this one here, Widget Wrangler, like I said, if you're a technically inclined person, very good. It looks to be very robust, and it would truly help you out a lot. But the problem is, non-technical, no good. So based on that information, without actually trying it, I did give it only a one-night rating. And of course, if you remember the rating scale, anything in the nights is on the dark side, anything in the dragons is on the light side. So this one here looked like it was going to be too hard. So I say one night only. The next one down the line is Display Widgets. This one here looked like it would be a perfect sort of thing. Excellent for my clients, easy for them to use. They don't have to worry about turning things on and off to default settings for any new posts that have the plugins already turned on for them, so they don't have to worry about it. This plugin here says it's good for 2.8 or higher, compatible with 3.14, but I tried it in 3.21, I think we're at, and it works beautiful. So I do know it works. Downloaded 81,000 times. Updated 120 days ago, so not too old. It's pretty recent, so it's pretty decent shape. And I found it to be quite nice. It only problem I ran into was an issue with, I things. I do most of my theme development in Genesis, using the Genesis system. And this site here, of course, is being done in Genesis. And this plugin would not work properly with the Genesis theme. It wouldn't deactivate the widget on the front page. It would deactivate it on post pages and category pages. It would deactivate everywhere but the main page that I needed it to deactivate on. So I had to turf it out and say, nope, this one's a no-go, no fly. So this one here got a one night. And of course, to give it some credibility, it's pretty good. It works well. It's very simple, very easy. If you're using a standard theme such as 2010, maybe something from Artister, an easy theme, I bet it's going to work beautiful. No problems whatsoever. No settings that I've seen for it. So anyway, that one there, let that one go. The next one I discovered was called Dynamic Widgets. This one here is kind of caught my eye. It was last updated 32 days ago. Need WordPress 2.9 to run it. Compatible 3.2.1. It's been downloaded 74,000 times. Very nice plugin. Looked to be good. I looked over the screenshots. Yeah, it looked like what I want. Okay, so we'll check it out. We'll load it up there. It gives you total control over your widgets. Absolute total control. Not just on a per theme or per post basis. It works with the Genesis theme, turns off the front page, allows you to turn it on for a specific page or a specific post. It has a control setting area which allows you to set it up individually for each different ones. This one here was quite impressive in everything it could do and its simplicity. Its default settings, of course, is for all new posts to have the widgets turned on properly for new posts. So that way your user doesn't have to remember to turn anything on. It all works just the way it's supposed to work. I rather like this one. This plugin worked quite excellently for me. And so, in essence, and because of that, I gave it a 3 Dragon rating. It's very smooth, very fantastic plugin. I would highly recommend this one. So if you're looking for something to control your widgets, Dynamic Widgets is what you want to go for. Save your time. Don't even bother with the other two. What else have we got this week? Well, not a hell of a lot. I do have one of two songs I chose out this week to highlight, because of course, I've pulled the stuff from Mevio's Music Alley and want to share some of it out. Some of it's good, some of it's bad. This one here I found sort of interesting. We'll play this one, then we'll play another one at the end. Have a listen. If we can turn the volume up, we'll have a listen just fine. I've been wasting all my time and yours too. Got into this mind.
This is where I take my stand. High above the land below.
All right, that it's not all that great. Anyway, I thought it would sound pretty cool. And beginning had promise, but not a whole lot in once it got into it. You might check it out anyway. It's Aubergine, and the song is called Mess. Well, that's pretty much what it is, I guess. Check it out. It's at Mivio's Music Alley. So what else do we got? Not a whole heck of a lot, just some other small ramblings this week. Of course, as everyone knows, I've moved into an office to where I can actually get work done. I actually now have a 40-hour work week, and that's the schedule I'm going to maintain. I work for 4.5 days a week, get in 40 hours, and then I'm off for 4.5 days. And it's actually quite a nice schedule. I get to get all my work done and then spend some time at home with my family and spend some time with my boys, enjoying little bits of life here and there, maybe doing some cooking, visiting people, you know, who knows. The other nice thing about it is the only thing I do is if I get an emergency call from a client. Website's been hacked, something's gone down, their email's failed. You know, emergencies, true, honest emergencies. And not the ones that say, oh, God, I need to change this graphic. Say, yeah, you're going to have to wait. Or you can try it yourself. And because I've spent a lot of time in the last many years working my tail off, and getting nowhere, and catering 100% to my clients without a single care about myself, I don't do that anymore. In fact, I've finally reached a point in my business and career where I can pick and choose my clients, and that's quite a nice feeling, actually. And once you get to that point in your career, you will find that you are so much happier because you can avoid those clients you know are just not going to be worth the hassle. Because they want premium prime rib at hamburger prices, basically. And it just can't be done anymore. Especially in light of today's economy and scale, everything. Even though competition is really rough, well, I'm not too worried about the competition anymore because I've had enough of them where I almost named my company Third Time's a Charm because I had so many clients come to me and they're going, yeah, you're my third web designer and I just don't know if you can do it. And I'll tell you what, let me do something for you here. I'll give you, show you what I can do, and if you don't like it, we both part ways, and none's the worse. Well, it turns out they've always ended up my clients, because I always do what they actually wanted done from the first two. So that's why I almost called myself the Third Time's a Charm company, because I picked up so many clients that way. Said anyway, great little office space, 200 square feet. Nice. I'm still setting up. It's kind of quiet here. Gets me away from everything. If you happen to be in the Victoria, BC area, get a hold of me. Send me an email. Contact me through my website. I'll be happy to meet up with you for lunch. Invite you over to the office. We can sit down and chat. You know, it's always a great thing. You can also contact me through other means, and I'll let you know that in just a minute. So what have we got closing up here? And I'm still trying to arrange that meeting with the file monitor plugin author. I had it almost arranged, and then I got to moving and lots of other things happening, so I'll be sending him a couple more emails and see if I can reconnect with him, because I really want to interview him. That file monitor plugin that I've mentioned before, I'm going to mention it again. Excellent plugin. Make sure you install it on every installation of your WordPress. Make sure it is the last one you turn on, though, because otherwise it will annoy the F out of you when you're working on the website. Because if you turn it on too soon, every time you make a file change, upload a new picture, it'll send you a notice. So just turn it on as the very last thing you do. Then you only see the notifications. You should only see the notifications shortly after you do your updates to your site. You should never see them any other time. If you do, something's wrong, something's been changed, time to get in there and figure it out. Video plugins, I still want to do one of those. I've got some videos going on a site that I need to do. And of course, it's a personal site, so it gets set off to the side. Membership plugins, well, that's Laura's actually tasked with that. She's doing some work on us for a site right now that requires membership, so she's researching the different plugins for it. And she will be back next week. She has promised me, so I'll make sure she's back on the show. And then, of course, I really want to do the web physiology portfolio. I want to see if it's any better than the current portfolio plugin I'm using on my site. And if it is, I'm going to replace my portfolio on my site. My portfolio is desperately out of date. I realized that when someone asked me yesterday to send me over some links to websites I'd done, and I went, oh, here's my portfolio, and I scrolled down, and went, oh, you know, some of those are a couple, 3 years old. And a couple of them, the clients have abandoned the site, so I need to get rid of it. So I've had to go clean up my portfolio. I'm sure it happens to all of you designers out there. Your portfolios get packed full of stuff, and then things get put by the wayside, and they never finish, or the clients abandon it, or they move on to do something else. So anyway, that one there looks interesting. How you can contact us? You can contact Laura at her website at lauramathis.com. You can find her on Twitter at TefNuit, that's TefNuit, or you can find her on Facebook at lauramathis.com on Facebook. Me, as I said, if you're in the Victoria area, feel free to stop on by my office if you can find it. If you can't find it, send me an email and I'll happily tell you where it's located. For those of you that might be listening in Victoria, my office is actually located on Quadra Street in the Quadra McKenzie area. And you'll have to hold this pause for just a moment. All right, well, to you guys, that was no more than a quick break, but that was a few minutes. Sometimes you just have to answer the phone. Business comes first. At any rate, I think I was rambling on about contacting me and stopping by my office downtown Victoria if you're so inclined. Not downtown Victoria. Oh, yes, I was giving the description of my location, which is in the Quadra McKenzie area of Victoria. Located, if you know the area, you know where the Keg Restaurant is. I'm up behind the Keg Restaurant, up above the Quadra Sports Center. So a nice little office space up there. So feel free to contact me this way. I don't mind. And you can also reach me at my website, johnoverall.com. You can find me on Twitter. I'm at AnkOnSu. And I'm not on there as much as I'd like to be lately, but I'm still there from time to time, and I do check my at mentions. You can also find me on Facebook at facebook.com/johnoverall.com. And, of course, the final bit of stuff here is everything on all the music on this show you can find at Mivio's Music Alley. And we'll just let this little piece tell the whole tale. Thank you for listening tonight. It has been a pleasure serving you at WordPress Plugins from A to Z. And we greatly appreciate your patronage and listening to our wonderful podcast. And this podcast is copyright johnoverall.com 2011 and may not be rebroadcast without permission from John. And some of the music that you have listened to during tonight's podcast came from Mivio Music's Alley. Mivio's Music Alley, get that correct. Check it out at music.mivio.com. And you'll find some great music there. I'm finding and discovering some really interesting talent there, so don't forget to check it out. So that's all for now. Tune in for our next podcast coming up soon. Thank you very much. And there we go. That will help carry us out of this show. And we've got one last song coming up for you. Till next time, have yourselves a good morning, good afternoon, or a good evening, wherever you happen to be out there on the globe today.
I can see faces under the wind. It blows over me like the karma sin. Over the hills and through the crossfire, Mother Storm can dance through nature's fire.
so busy. No time to spend with a loved one. No time to waste, time to spare.